Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell, well, all audiences, your friends, your family, your loved ones, even your hated ones, tell your enemies, because this is something that everybody in a way needs to get behind. Good people, one and only, you are listening to DJ Butterfly PCs, the one, the only, accept no substitutions. Here on Kakuna from the microphone, it is 11 o'clock on the hour here on the program. We want you to listen, of course, but don't just listen. Talk. Please call it. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, what do I begin? Oh, yeah. Also, there's a singer, you might have heard of her, Maya Harrison. Look her up. She got stories, too. If you're just tuning in, where have you been? Well, what can I say? All right. Basically, I was a radio performer on Blog Talk Radio, calling from my own home. Life was not a cabaret, you know? But there were some good things about it. I can't say it was all bad. I lived in the glorious and luxurious McKinleyville, California. A paradise, to say the least. A utopia. Where do I begin? It was, well, glorious. Actually, life wasn't all basically sunshine and rainbows. You need to understand that. Understand something. I was in that town for basically my whole life at the time. And we had everything, so I didn't want to leave. But there were no prospects in town. With overpopulation, you know, it was utopia. It was really something. But the thing was, I was trying to get my show going. Felt the world passing me by. We got to follow our passion. I don't know. Anywho. What happened was, I was in McKinleyville, California. Finally, I had a big falling out. My father said, you got to get a job, make some money, earn some bread. But where was there a job? Finally, a big falling out. Kicked out of the house. In a way, I was grateful. But I thought, oh, God, now I'm going to be one of the homeless. The thing is, I didn't truly hate the home. But I always was careful, like, I'm not going to be one of these people. I got to be careful, like, I don't want to be one of these people someday, whatever. You notice there's an abundance of them. There's always more and more and more in America. Everybody's a step away from the street. Everyone's a few dollars away from being on the street, being kicked out there, being thrown, but never being able to get off. I'd said in my broadcast that someone dies every 10 seconds. Of course, there are people born as well. But the overpopulation, it's not just one person. But here's the thing. There are more and more and more people, I mean this, dying now because of the homeless epidemic. It's going on everywhere. But in America, it's the only place where there's a first world country in now. You ever buy something, look at the label, and notice that basically stuff always costs more in Canada? I was like, why? Are you paying for the commute? Does it take a little longer for it to get all the way up there to Canada? But it's true, in Canada they pay more taxes, and you know what? There's more of a, how do I put this? There's middle class. They got middle class. As I was walking out of my home and thinking, can I be homeless in McKinleyville? They still got everything. McKinleyville. Now, I've been all around, but I got to tell you something. At this point, I mean, at that point, I hadn't. At this point, I have. But I've been all around, but there's something about McKinleyville. McKinleyville has everything. But true story, I'd happened to be in the bus in the woods. I was in the woods. I was in the woods, and I came across a man. Well, actually, several guys who were camping out in the woods. They asked me to join them. They sent me down. This man told me his name was Organic OK, and that he was wealthy, that he had money. And he was traveling the world trying to make it better, clean it up, and get the collective evolutionary consciousness of humanity, particularly the homeless, to do that and live organically. Sounds like a good idea. I didn't know what to do. They asked me to join them. I said yes. It seemed like a gift from above. I was a little hesitant, like, these guys just asking me to sign up with them? I don't know anything about them. They don't know thing one about me. I mean, I know I'm trustworthy. I know I'm no predator, but what about them? What if they jumped me? Cut my throat or something. Thought I don't have any money on me to rob. But then again, guess what? That doesn't matter, does it? That doesn't matter at all. Some people just do it for the sport. What to do, what to do, what to do, what to do. Well, I went with them, and then we went all around helping the needy, those that needed help. I helped all those people. Let me tell you something. It was not a cakewalk. It really, truly was. No. The thing was, Organic OK footed the bill on everything. We drove around in what I like to call the convoy, the traveling circus. That's what I called all of us. There was a Winnebago and a bunch of other cars trailing, and we were driving all around, helping, going to all these towns, these cities, these states, going everywhere, not just local places, and helping those that needed help. Sometimes we'd stay in a nice, clean, elegant hotel. But of course, when we had to basically make this a little bit, how do I put this, transcontinental, where we had to leave the U.S. of A., we had to get off the rocks of the United States, I'll tell you one thing. We had to make a real commute. Mostly we stayed in the Winnebago. Once in a while we'd sleep on the street with the rest of them. Why? Why else? We had to live as they did. As they did. We had to. I did a lot of learning, loving, living, and understanding after that. I had my heart broken in a few ways. Yeah, you guessed it. I had some epic backdrop romance with a few people. I was a little bit nervous at trying to talk to anybody because, you know, I mean, when you're in a new whatever, people can't necessarily trust you. Can you be trusted? What is trust? What is trust? What is love? It wasn't so simple talking to all these people. You know, a lot of them, some of them intentionally lose their minds on the street. It's a fact. They intentionally, they don't just lose them, they throw them away. Some of the people drink. And you don't want to mentally comprehend how bad things are. I don't know. Honestly don't. what happened was, well, there we were. Now, we'd gone from place to place to place. I was like, where are we headed next? Now, understand, this was still early in the year, where it was still cold. The other one was like, let's avoid the northern hemisphere. I want to basically spend my time easing us in a place that basically has a warmer climate. Now, I know right now y'all don't want to hear that because things are hot out there in America right now, but dude, I'm meh. But I'm talking about basically at the beginning of the year. Birds fly south for the winter for a reason. I wanted us to do the same. How about Mexico? I mean, I'd help the Mexicans. I'm in the mood for Mexican. You go to Mexico, you know, just to avoid the cold? Yeah, I mean, but they look like they need help. No, I'll tell you where we're going. I noticed as we were driving, we were getting hot and hot. We were like, I looked outside, dang, what are we doing in the desert? I'm not kidding. We were literally in the desert. Now, normally that don't sound like much. But dang it, in the desert in this weather, I mean, desert. Actually, the desert a little early in the year was, the weather was really basically kind of, it was better than the colder climates we'd been to. Where are we? Organic looked at me. Nevada. 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 Dang, land of legalized gambling and prostitution. A place where anything went. A place where they took this wide open space, all that desert, and they turned it into the world's biggest, greatest tourist trap. We are in Nevada. We hit the brothels, help the less fortunate. Those girls don't need help, man. Those girls don't need you either. I was, you know, whatever. I don't know what to believe. But dang, I looked outside, whatever. Before I knew it, can you see it coming? I was wondering if we were. Yep, we were headed right towards Las Vegas. Oh, now this is a place to be early in the year. This is a place to be, Las freaking Vegas. Try to keep in mind, you know, I know he's funding all this, but he's probably not going to give us money to gamble. This is a real gamble. How can I let these people live organically? Desert, not a place where a lot of things can grow, so I could talk to them about what? Building their own gardens, all that noise, all that jazz. There we were. Las Vegas. I was like, which crap table do you want to hit first? Look at this place. It was gloriously beautiful in its kitschy, tacky, garish, gaudy kind of way. He said, dude, you know we're here to gamble. The whole point is a lot of people out there who already don't have money. You know, there are people here who basically could be helping themselves. Did you know there are people who basically, they know how to help themselves. They're throwing their own lives away. They're choosing to be broken home. But then they get thrown out on work and personally whatever. You know, they gamble. I understood what he meant. I mean, gambleitis is a sickness. And here's the thing. I had to ask him, Don't people who basically, I don't know, like how do they afford to live here if they're gambling? Why don't we go ask them? I nodded, smiled, and I went with him. I didn't know what to do. What to do. It's 50 minutes after the hour here on the program, DJ Butterfly Feces, cocooning from the microphone. Please, get involved with the cause. tell me what you think about vagrancy in America. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Brought to you by Organic OK, who is basically an ambient member of the human race. Now, people, please get involved. Yeah, there's a nice little lady by the name of Maya Harrison. I implore you, check her out. She's around. She has a real, basically, well, let's get back to the program. It's like this. There we were in Vegas. I saw a few people on the streets begging for scraps. And I did not see gamblers looking to basically be charitable. Now, I got to say something about Vegas. I think it's great. It's got everything going on there. But you know something? I never understood why basically people bothered to quote-unquote gamble. Yeah, I'm putting quotation. You know when you put quotation marks on something, you're not just quoting somebody. You're trying to say it's in name only. We put facetious quotes on something. Sarcastic quotes is the exact opposite. We call it gambling. Gambling implies you can win. Out there, near the house always wins. Only way to win is to not play the house. They go there to throw their money away. And if you win a few dollars, you know how rare it is for somebody to win? It's just, that just means it's going to take a little bit longer until they're broke again. Now, me personally, I, hold on. Sorry about that. Allergies acting up this time of year. I said, how do we help these people? You know, these people have money to burn. Look at all this place. No money away. There's got to be a program that's going to help the homeless. Not the gamblers, but the homeless in general. I said, Nathan, know where the homeless are? All around, on the streets? Organic okay, smiled at me. He smiled. Nah, man, let me show you. We started basically walking, and before I knew it, we're basically in a place where they got wind tunnels. Wind tunnels. Now I'm talking about their wind tunnels. There are places they have in case of tunnels, basically, for flooding, damage, or whatever, emergency places. The homeless were there. Now, there they were. Now, let me explain something to you. Homeless in Las Vegas. A lot of them have made a permanent residency under the city in these special sort of, well, tunnels. Tunnels under the city. I looked around. It was like a spider hole. Really, I mean, there were basically spiders basically all around. I know that's not what a spider hole is, but really, that's how they were living. Hide in isolation and whatnot. More than isolation. Anywho, I personally just I just basically said hello. I said, I am dude. Talk. No, I'm not dude. Sorry. I am DJ Butterfly Feces. I told them my whole story, how I was homeless, I've been all around or whatever. And they started to gang up. I don't know if you should be in here with us. One of them told me. I was like, whoa. where did this come from? I explained that basically we weren't just hanging out or whatever. We were there to basically help the less fortunate. Actually, I told them basically my whole plan, our whole everything. It was best. We came over there to basically help those who needed help, like yourselves. I thought where they lived actually was kind of cool, the way they were kind of underground, where they had their own little society. They said, you have to be respectful, courteous in this. If you're not, we ask you to leave. And the funny thing is, I always thought that those who lived on the streets were basically, they're just free. They just did whatever. But the thing is, and this is a fact, they had their own little society. There's always going to be rules and regulations in a society. I know we want to blame society. Society ain't the worst thing in the world. It's not all bad. After all, sometimes it works. It really was kind of a beautiful idea. You know something? I really wish that basically a lot of the other places that we had been to had this. All the homeless had their shanty towns and sherry. They should all be. They all should. They should. But at the same time, they should, honestly have this form of society. This everything. This was something beautiful. I sat down with them and I told them my plan to clean up for organic living, to make things better. A few of them laughed. They said, knock yourself out. You want to? You go right ahead. To be fair, there wasn't a lot of trash and litter in Nevada. They can afford to do anything the way people fly out there to personally blow their cash. I don't know what to do. So I did the best I could. I agreed to personally help, you know, maybe. I made the suggestion maybe we could basically make it a little bit cleaner here in the wind tunnel, in the tunnels. They said, everything's fine, don't hurt yourself. Before I went all around Vegas offering to fix this and that, personally knew that we could make things better. In Vegas, a place where there's already lots of money. What to do? Does anybody care that there are people really struggling? And here's the thing. One of them basically took me aside and told me, well, here's the thing, buddy. Understand me when I tell you this. The simple, sad scientific fact is that most people, they don't care when a guy's broke in Vegas because this place has got cash, glitterati all the time. And the truth is, people don't care because they don't have to do, because they assume that basically somebody's broke in Vegas, he just couldn't control his gambling. They don't realize it's not that simple. Gambling's for the tourists. A lot of this stuff is for the tourists. A lot of fun stuff here to do day after day, but only tourists come out here to hemorrhage their cash. They're tourists. They're older people who are old. They got joint problems. They want to retire here. They don't realize. Now, people who are really destitute and aren't going to basically, you know what they waste their money on? Food and shelter. I was a war vet. I know people are tired of hearing that, tired of hearing me say that I was a war vet on the street, but it's true, man. People who gave themselves to fight this country. It's true. People are kind of hate, you know. There's not a lot of appreciation there. People are hateful. Some of them throw their cash away doing nothing. But ever since this bad economic whatever, I'll tell you one thing. A lot less people doing that. A lot less. It's true, there were less people doing that. Throwing their cash away. To me, I never understood why anybody gambled. But I know it existed. What to do. I thought, nice. Look, there's a lot of wide open space out here. There's room for businesses. There's room for basically more housing and whatever. Some don't want to do that. Hell, some people, Native Americans, own the place, Native America. Native Americans, they tend to be, they have all this land and whatever. And they don't want to give, and, but sure, they make a lot of money just having housing for people. That's almost as reliable as gambling. I mean, I imagine there are a few casinos people don't want to gamble at. But everybody needs a place to stay, a home. What to do? Of course, I want to go with the idea of basically getting a bunch of cars and all these wanting people to live in. What is the answer? I don't know. I wondered if basically there's a way we can make a public statement that basically people in this town need a place to live and work. I mean, it's Vegas. This look around. There's so much stuff here to do. There's so much. I gambled one time in my entire life. It was amusing for a few seconds, but you know what? I almost regretted the fact that I did it. I know people go to Vegas to burn money, but it, to me, it just seemed like the dumbest way to throw your money away. What to do? I talked to them. I told them my stories. I told them how they could do the same thing. They could personally get a little bit up in arms about what not. Ruffle up some feathers, raise a few eyebrows, cause some mayhem. And you know what? Things can happen. Big things. With all the money in this town, I knew they were going to eventually have to do something about this homeless epidemic. Especially when people do something when the homeless are enough of a nuisance. When they really bother people, they'll do something. I thought about how basically when I was a little kid, 30 minutes after the hour here on the program, DJ Butterfly Feces here, cocooning from the microphone. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Oh, and check out Maya Harrison. She got a website and everything. Now, honestly, I've thought about what to do. What to do. What could be done anyway? Now, I'm sure they'll do something with the homeless problem here in Vegas, because when there's all this money and when homeless are enough of a problem, they're going to do something. That'll speed things along. Organic living. Organic forest, no, no, organic gardens being grown. A big organic garden. Where would they put it? I ran over to all of them and shook their hands. Got to every single one of them. I listened to their story. I explained I wasn't really staying, that I was only a part-timer, that we were doing something to help the cause. And that, honestly, it's good that they have some degree of shelter, some form of society, but they deserve more than this. But, of course, the question still hung in the air. How do I make sure they get it? Well, just do what I've been doing. I went outside Vegas and I picked up garbage in the community. And I got vocal and outspoken about organic living and how the disabled really could use it. I was ambient about it. I talked about how it was necessary. How we can all help each other. The fact, I went up and down and basically picked up some garbage. Made things a little bit cleaner to live in. I tried to go up to Organic OK and suggested, hey, here's an idea. Why don't we basically buy a few blankets and pillows for them? You know? Get them up, whatever. Yeah. All right, we'll do that. But just know this ain't it, you know? Do you mind coming out of your money? Money I'm paying to feed you? Keep you sheltered? I'm kidding. It's okay. We got the blankets and pillows and gave them to them. Of course they were grateful. But dang, it wasn't enough. What to do? I didn't know. I didn't have a clue. Then suddenly it hit me. I thought about everything we did on this trip, and you know what? I tried to go to a TV station. I tried to go to basically campaigning everywhere I went to talk to the tourists, suggesting that they use that money to help the less fortunate, and not just basically sitting at a casino pushing a button to guarantee their money will disappear and they'll never see it again. And somehow have a sick desire to do it all over again until they're as broken, as homeless as anybody else. I encourage people to once again go to the news and whatever. News, film at 11, all that jazz. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I went around, and you know something? Something was working. Something was actually, truly, really working. Working. Something was working in gangbusters. I got everyone. I told them one of the horror stories I heard about the things that went down there. There were spider bites. There were families down there. I talked about the fact that in case there's a flood, and there well could be. I know you think the idea of a flood in the desert out in Nevada, in Las Vegas, seems ridiculous, but look at the ones that are happening all over. Nova, courtesy of the greenhouse effect. That's right, those polar ice caps are sweating. They're disappearing. What to do? I explained it basically to Organic OK and whatever. And really, and that we did this, I sat down and listened to all their stories like they listened to mine. So they told me tales about how they came out here because there was a lot of wide open space. There was always, it was a warm climate. Got to get some of that sun, Nevada sun, and the land was cheap. There was something beautiful about the desert. There had to be something, I don't know. I don't know what to do. What could there be? What to do? Hopefully, I told people about the organic living. I told people about the organic butterfly, why I got the name DJ Butterfly Feces and all that. And I told them to try to basically connect with every single other homeless person there is. If they all work together for that greater good, things can happen. And I told them how I was off to spread the message, whatever. I wonder how I could help these people. How could I do that? What was the answer? I don't know the answer. No, I guess keep on doing what I'm doing. I even showed one of them how to do the Heimlich maneuver. And I told they all looked out for each other down there in the wind tunnels. I decided to take a moment, sit back, and appreciate them. They were kind of beautiful. I still want to do more for these people. A lot of places I went to, guess what? They didn't have wind tunnels. All I could say was that something should be done and has to be done. I thought of in places like the sea, they should have more houseboats. More people have a place to live, but dang it. Dang me. I'll tell you one thing. Here, a lot of people didn't have the luxury of wind tunnels. I want to tell them again pretty soon. You don't have to we spend all your time. Pretty soon something will be done. We're all going around there for this campaign. This healing the homeless. This isn't just for the homeless. We're going to unite everybody in all this. They all told me, good luck. I thought about the cockroach, how they can pretty much survive and flourish in any environment. And how they all work together. How they were there before the dinosaurs. Have I brought this up to all of you before? The point is, the cockroach is an ingenious sort of thing. They can live anywhere. They can survive in any environment. Anywhere, anytime, any place. They truly can. And they, one of the reasons they don't just have all the advantages. They all work together as a team. One thing people don't realize about the cockroach, and this is an important one, so pay close attention. Yeah, the cockroach itself doesn't live that long. They just last a few weeks. The cockroach, the butterfly. People like the butterfly more because they like its little wings. Well, call whatever you will. I went over to Organic OK. I said, how do we get these people to basically live organically, get them to grow? Dude, you can have a garden almost anywhere, okay? It doesn't need to be natural, whatever. You know what? They can get some soil and some seeds or whatnot and plant whatever. They can do that. They can live culture, vegetables. They need to work together as a team a little bit more. They need to do more than just get by. See, we all need to evolve, you know, we all need to get better and better and better and better every single day, not just stay in a rut. Because the rest of the world keeps evolving, and then you're as extinct as the dodo, you know. He knew how to make his points hard. He really, truly did. I encourage all of us to go outside for a little bit while and just bathe in the sun. Just get sun-kissed. One thing there's an abundance of in Nevada, aside from sand, is sun. Getting sun-kissed all over. That was a glorious feeling. For a while, took my shirt off and just reveled in it. Somehow I made a little label myself a tourist. Oh, you should know something, good people. This time we didn't stay. We personally, us rather, we didn't stay in any hotel. Once in a while, he wanted us to go around there and just make it happen. I was thinking about what we're going to do next. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one, the only. It's 11:42 exactly. Now, this show is brought to you by Organic OK, the one, the only, accept no substitutions. Get involved with the cause. Get involved with the message. Organic living. Do what you can. Heal this planet. Okay. Check out tomorrow's episode. Wait to see what happens next. It's something else entirely. Please, get involved. Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Show brought to you by Organic OK. Thank you, and good night.